The story was inspired by real events, as it says in the opening credits. How did you gather these stories, and how did the story of the film come together?
Right, so co-producer Robbie Thorpe and co-producer Harriet Perlman, who also serve as writers, Robbie had started this project called the Homeless Writers Project, in which people from the street really just came and shared their stories. It still continues to today, went on for a number of years. But in the time, what happened was the group whittled down to four members. And the film ended up becoming about their experiences on the street and how they came to Johannesburg. And they also credited, they also wrote the script, David, Zaibo, Saba, and Madoda. And they have various cameos in the film as well. So over 6 years, the story was sort of cooked, brewed, matured out of the Homeless Writers Project.
Right. And Johannesburg is a major force in the story. What does the city mean to you?
I think Johannesburg is such a beautiful city. I think it has, like any city, multiple stories and multiple faces. You know, I made a film called Tell Me Sweet Something, which is a romantic comedy set in a different part of Johannesburg. And obviously Vaya is set more in the sort of underbelly of society. But I think for me, I just love the city and I love the opportunity it presents as a filmmaker to explore different sides of the city and just to show that the story isn't just one thing. It's multiple stories.
And is that the appeal of multiple character narratives?
The appeal of multiple character narratives, I mean, just, you know, think of all the sort of films that you like where they've got all these stories and how we affect each other. I really love those kind of films, and I was really excited when as the script was developing, that was what it was going to be. There's just something about being allowed to peek into someone's life for a little bit and then go to the next person, and we really were really excited to have that kind of template to jump off from, yeah.
Do you think that we're in control of our destiny? Because a lot of people in this film find their fates in the hands of people, forces outside of their control.
Yeah, I think that we like to think we're in control of our destiny, but I think definitely with this story, what we wanted to convey is the idea of what we learned in the sort of the research and the time is that they don't actually control their narrative. So things are happening to them, not necessarily as victims, but just how it is. And, you know, when you're at the mercy of other forces that you don't fully understand. So in the film, the characters, you know, that sort of, there's a bit of a story here, there's like a bit of a story there. We try to keep that essence of like people aren't fully in control. They're being taken along, not as victims, but their forces bigger than themselves working against them. And we wanted to keep that sort of energy in the script so that you got the feeling like, well, what was that? What? You know, these little hints that hopefully, you know, they pay off at the end. But I'm just saying, and we had this sort of visual thematic thing of like cockroach level. So these guys at the bottom and then this sort of high God's eye view on the city, you know. So those two concepts sort of informed the visual approach to the film.
I really liked those crawling shots along the ground.
Yeah. So there you go, cockroach. Yeah. You're like, well, they're underground, you know, cockroach level. And then this, the need to also just, like, what are they fighting for? Like, you know, so just sort of like, let's go out and look at Johannesburg. You know, Johannesburg is the city of gold. So everyone comes there looking for gold, you know. Cockroach level versus what are we fighting for?
And what do you think of the divide between city and country in South Africa? And where do you think the real soul of South Africa is now?
Look, I think it's always in conflict. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be people who come from a quiet place in the country. You go to the city has its own rules, the country has its own rules. Traditional beliefs versus sort of city beliefs. I don't think one can answer that question purely. I think that there's an uneasy coexistence between the two. One needs the other. They're both crutches on which everyone leans on. You know?
And what was your favorite story of the three stories to direct or just in general?
I guess I'm going to give that answer of like all the stories. I mean, I think the whole project, just being fortunate to be able to, because these are my partners, being able to see a project from its really, really, really seed stage and watch it grow over 6-7 years and just dream about the film all the time and try to do service to each story. So I loved it all, you know.
Are you enjoying these days more being in the director's seat or being an actor?
I like them both. I like them both. Each asked two different things of you. So sometimes it's nice to be, you know, directing and, like I say, be involved in everything. Other times it's just very nice to just show up, say your lines and go home. And not have to worry about anything else. Yeah.